This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The House of Representatives will vote today on a series of foreign aid bills for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, this comes after months of stalemate on the issue.
The Republican foreign aid package passed a key procedural hurdle in the House on Friday after Democrats provided the necessary votes to offset dozens of GOP defections. Democrats also played the unusual role of helping advance legislation of the majority party out of the Rules Committee on Thursday. The $95 billion foreign aid bills closely match a package that was passed by the Senate in February. House Speaker Mike Johnson broke up key components of this package into distinct bills so that his members would be able to vote their conscience on each piece. Blocks of House Republicans remain opposed to further funding of Ukraine. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
Early this morning, the Senate passed legislation to reauthorize a key surveillance law. Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act allows federal agencies to collect the communications of non-Americans without a warrant. The Senate voted 60-34 to extend the law for 2 years. The bill now goes to the White House for the president's signature. A jury has been seated in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City. Now, prosecutors and the defense are waiting to learn whether Trump, should he testify in the case, can be questioned about a long list of past judicial rulings against him. NPR's Andrea Bernstein explains.
Trump says he wants to testify, but in a hearing at the end of the week, the Manhattan DA's office argued that if he does, it wants to question his credibility by asking him about the recent $500 million civil fraud judgment against him, the two defamation suits E. Jean Carroll won against him, the conviction of his company on felony fraud charges, and other recent judicial rulings against the former president. Trump's team says these judgments are all being appealed or are disputed, but the DA's office argues New York law allows it to probe a defendant's credibility by inquiring about prior bad acts. The judge's ruling could affect Trump's decision to testify. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted to join the United Auto Workers Union with 73% of the votes cast. Workers had rejected the union twice in the past. UAW President Sean Fain says there's been a lot of frustration in the union over the years, but he says it's a new day and they're just getting started.
We got a lot of other contract fights going on as we speak right now, so we're going to continue to build on it and continue to build this movement and continue to bring justice to workers everywhere.
Last year, the UAW successfully negotiated favorable contracts with the big three Detroit automakers. This is NPR News. A volcano is continuing to erupt on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island. More than 2,000 people have been ordered out of their homes to escape falling rocks and ash. Officials are also concerned that part of the volcano could collapse into the sea and cause a tsunami. It was a mixed week on Wall Street as the Federal Reserve signaled it might have to keep interest rates higher for longer to bring inflation under control. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average was flat for the week, while other indexes tumbled.
Hopes dim for an interest rate cut early this summer. Investors are now betting it'll be September or later before the central bank is ready to start lowering borrowing costs. Mortgage rates continue to creep up, with the average rate on a 30-year home loan topping 7% for the first time this year. That's keeping a lid on home sales and new home construction. On Monday, the Commerce Department reported stronger than expected retail sales. Consumers spent more at restaurants, grocery stores, and internet retailers in March. Spending on cars and furniture, however, was down. The Dow showed little change for the week. The broader S&P 500 index lost 3%, and the Nasdaq tumbled 5.5%. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
It's orange crush time on Tybee Island, Georgia. Students descend on the tiny island for spring break. It's a popular destination for those who attend historically black colleges and universities. Last year, the event drew more than 100,000 visitors, prompting a new law. It allows local governments to seek money to pay for damages from organizers of unauthorized events. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.